They say that a dog is man's best friend. But on a farm, a working dog is more than just a mate. He's a farmer's right hand, always working and running as hard as it can to get the job done.
Without my dogs, I wouldn't be able to do my job, and Max is probably my main dog that I rely on every day.
I wouldn't be able to do my job without him. It makes our life a lot easier having working dogs, and he's invaluable. I can't put a value on him and the job he does for me, really.
Sam McCarthy runs 8,500 Merino sheep at a farm 180 kilometres north of Adelaide in South Australia's mid-north. For Sam, working with livestock alongside his team of four dogs at Mundunny is just another day in the office. Whether it be mustering, crutching or shearing, together as a team, they cover a lot of ground. But just how far is about to be put to the test by his four-year-old Kelpie Max.
Max is competing in the Cobber Challenge for 3 weeks. He's got to wear a GPS collar to see how far he runs. There's 12 dogs.
Benny.
Benny! There's 12 dogs competing from across Australia. Each one's wearing a collar to see how far they run, what their average speed for the day and the duration of the day that they're working.
Can you show me how the collar works with your remote there?
Every day I've got to put the extra collar on him. It's got an aerial, receiver and battery pack, and that transmits back to the handheld receiver that I've got to have on me all the time. That shows the distance travelled, the speed, how far away from me he is, and all that sort of stuff. And then at night, I've got to upload it to the computer and send it off to Cobber so they can collate all the results.
Max is up against some of the best working dogs in the country, and since the challenge began yesterday, he's already hot on the heels of first place.
Yesterday was the first day of the competition, and Max did 35.2 kilometres, which I think, looking at the results they've put up on the website so far, that's right up there. Last year, the winner did, I think they ran 520 kilometres or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think he won't be far away if he keeps on track at 35 k's a day.
Yeah, when I entered the competition, I didn't really enter it to win. It was just more of an interest thing to find out how far he did actually run in a day.
The many kilometres travelled by Max every day makes him as much an athlete as an invaluable farmhand. Max doesn't like people much, but when he's out with sheep, he's in his element.
When I'm out mustering, Max is probably the main dog that I use. He's always covering the sides and the lead. Cruiser, my older dog, he always brings the tail up. And Benny's a little too friendly. He doesn't like to go far from me. He covers the closest bit. We got a fair bit of unarable land up through the hills along the wind farm, and a lot of it is inaccessible by ute or even motorbike in places, so without dogs you wouldn't be able to cover the country we do.
Training up a cattle dog and owner to work seamlessly as a team, well, that takes time and a fair bit of skill. But Sam says a lot of it just comes down to instinct.
Most of it you can't really teach. They're either a good dog or they're not. And you get to know their personality pretty well. And once they've got a bit of interest in the sheep, then you start to bring in commands and mainly stop to start with. And then once you've got stop under control, then round or back, over. Look, everyone's got different commands that they use, I suppose.
And how about the likes of the little pup over there? Is Max one of the dogs that would show the new ones the ropes?
Oh, I'd like to think that the pup takes more from Max than he does from Benny, but you never know. They pick up traits from all the dogs, usually the bad ones.
Sam says taking part in the Cobber Challenge has given him a whole new appreciation of how hard his dogs work for him.
They're just so loyal, and they're here to serve a purpose. They're the best mates and here to do the job.
The age-old debate of whose dog was tougher, which breed was better and whose state had the hardest working dogs may be at the heart of this challenge for some. But in Sam's eyes, his mate Max will always be the best working dog.
That'll do, dogs.